Pursuant to 13 CFR Section 120.160A, all SBA 7(a) loans must be guaranteed by at least one person or entity. Generally, guarantees are required of any individual or entity who owns 20% or more of a borrower entity. If no individual or entity owns at least 20% of a borrower entity, then at least one owner of that entity must unconditionally guarantee the loan. Personal guarantees. Individuals owning at least 20% of a borrower entity must provide an unlimited personal guarantee on SBA loans. For 7(a) loans, lenders have the option of using the SBA Form 148 or their own equivalent guarantee form. SBA requires lenders to obtain personal financial statements from all individuals guaranteeing a loan, unless the lender credit scores the guarantor for 7(a) or 504 loans $500,000 or less. If a lender requires an individual to provide a limited guarantee, they have the option of using the SBA Form 148L or an equivalent form. A limited guarantee must specify a limitation option as set forth below. Balance reduction: the guarantee is of all amounts owing under the note and will continue until the total of all amounts owing under the note is reduced below a set dollar amount. Principal reduction: the guarantee is of all amounts owing under the note and will continue until the outstanding principal balance of the note is reduced below a set dollar amount. Maximum liability: the guarantee is limited to the guarantor's payment of a set dollar amount. Except for payments that reduce the loan balance below the stated amount, only payments by the guarantor are credited against the guarantor's liability. Percentage: the guarantee is limited to the guarantor's payment of a set percentage of all amounts owing under the note at the time demand is first made on the guarantor, plus the same percentage of any accrued interest and other costs charged to the note after demand, until the guarantor fully performs the guarantee. Time: the guarantor is responsible for all obligations due under the note during the stated time period. Collateral/recourse: the guarantee is limited to the amount that lender obtains from specific collateral pledged by the guarantor. Although the guarantor is not personally liable on the loan, this type of guarantee will ensure that the waivers, consent, and notice provisions of the guarantee are applicable to such persons. Community property/spousal limitation: the guarantee is limited to the guarantor's community property or spousal interest in collateral pledged to secure the guarantee. Supplemental guarantors. SBA defines a supplemental guarantor under the 7(a) loan program as an additional guarantor not required by the SBA loan program. Lenders are not required to obtain personal financial statements from supplemental guarantors. Guarantee of a spouse. Per SBA rules, each spouse owning less than 20% of a borrower entity must personally guarantee the loan in full when the combined ownership interest of both spouses and minor children is 20% or more. Non-owner spouses are required to sign appropriate documentation securing co-owned collateral such as a mortgage for the spouse's jointly owned residence. In instances where a spouse co-owns collateral property but is not an owner of the borrower entity, it is recommended, but not required by SBA, that lenders obtain a limited guarantee. Corporate guarantees and trust guarantees. All entities that own at least 20% of a borrower entity are required to provide an unlimited full guarantee. Trusts that own at least 20% of a borrower entity are also required to provide an unlimited full guarantee. Both revocable and irrevocable trusts can guarantee a loan, however the trustees must execute the guarantee on behalf of the trust. When the trust is revocable, the trustees must also personally guarantee the loan. Substitution of personal and or corporate guarantee liability. The purpose of SBA's guarantee requirements is to reduce the risk of loss to taxpayers under the SBA loan programs. In light of this objective, SBA will allow third-party individuals or entities to assume the liability of a personal or corporate guarantee, as applicable, for the guarantee of the individuals and or entities that would otherwise be required to make a personal or corporate guarantee under SOP guidelines. The substitute guarantor is required to have the same or greater value, and the personal or corporate guarantee liability agreement or transfer agreement must be submitted to SBA with the executed loan package. Further, lenders must identify both the substitute guarantor and the guarantor being substituted in the ETRAN terms and conditions. As mentioned above, while some individuals and entities may not be required to provide a guarantee per SBA rules, it may still be prudent for lenders to require additional guarantors in certain circumstances. By understanding and complying with SBA's guarantee requirements, lenders can avoid costly mistakes that could impact their SBA loan guarantee. For questions regarding SBA's guarantor requirements, contact the attorneys at Starfield & Smith at 215-542-7070 or email us at info@starfieldsmith.com.